Hello, guys. Welcome to Girls Night with Raven and Alexis. But Alexis isn't here today. So my friend Gabby is here to fill some big shoes.
Some big shoes. I don't know. I feel like Alexis needs to fill my shoes sometimes, too. Just kidding. Just kidding.
Gabby, I'm going to tell them a little bit about you, and we're going to talk about fashion tips today. We're going to get in a little girl chat. You do makeup. You're into fashion. Mm-hmm. I know that you can plug your Instagram.
Yeah.
Go look at Gabby's fashion. You're styling some of my friends.
Yep.
You do a little bit of everything. I say you're like a jack of all trades.
I like to think that.
You've done my makeup for brides.
Yep.
And you just do a little bit of everything. So tell us about you, your businesses, what you do.
So I am a born and raised Dallas girl. I would never go anywhere else. I've tried and I always get pulled back. I started off wanting to be an actress, and then I kind of grew up a little bit and realized, like, this is just not going to happen. So I got really into fashion, which is really funny because, like, growing up, I was a super big tomboy. I literally wore, like, Stars jerseys to school every day. Like, if you know me, shout out Huffman Elementary. Like, I was the girl that wore my dad's basketball shorts rolled up a couple times in a jersey.
Yeah.
So it's funny when girls like kind of see me now, or like my high school friends, because I was like that in high school too. They'll be like, I didn't know you did makeup. I'm like, why didn't you do our prom? I was like, because I didn't do makeup.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
This was a real thing. Like,
it's an evolution.
I was not a girly girl. I hated everything, lipstick, makeup, all of that. Right after high school, I kind of fell in love with styling hair, and I went to hair school at Paul Mitchell, and I went and worked in a salon for 1 week, and I was like, F this. This is horrible. First of all, no one's ever happy with anything. Like, I mean, I get my hair done and yeah. I'm still not. I mean, I love my girl. Shout out to my hairstylist. But it took me a long time to really get there. And I just remember sitting there and being like, I don't have the time or patience for this.
Right.
So and then I got really into makeup and I started following all these girls on YouTube. And like, I am a YouTube taught makeup artist, which I think a lot of people nowadays
are. So many people are. The best people are self-taught on YouTube.
I'm like, if you want to go learn something, to all my clients, I'm like, go sit in front of a YouTube video for a couple hours and practice. Like, this is like, makeup is practice makes perfect.
You could learn like open heart surgery on YouTube.
Very, very true.
It's insane. And so I remember I had a couple girlfriends from the salon that were like, why don't you come assist me on weddings? And I'm like, this sounds miserable. Brides are so hard to work for. Fast forward 9 years later, I've had GG Artistry, and I'm one of, I mean, self-brag, but I feel like I'm one of the bigger hair and makeup companies in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. I travel all over. I love my brides more than anything. Like, I get emotional when I talk about them because they become, like, my family.
Yes.
And I've never really had a bridezilla, so I really don't know why I was so afraid, but now that I'm in it, like, I could never imagine myself doing anything else.
Doing anything else.
So, yeah, total, like, bridal glam is my thing. I do have a workshop coming up where I'm going to be teaching one-on-one how-tos for like everyday makeup, nighttime glam transitions. And then on top of that, I'm starting a stylist business. So I'm like really into affordable fashion. I know like fashion is totally your thing too with your website, and you have the cutest stuff.
Thanks.
And I believe in like really affordable fashion, which I know you do too.
Mm-hmm.
I have a gift where I can walk in a store and like I can literally look at something and I'm like, I know I can put this together.
Yes. So when I would work at really high-end boutiques when I was, you know, in college or going to law school or whatever, I had this gift of like going to Forever 21 or some of these like little shops that nothing but like $50 and under, and put a whole outfit together that looked just like what we were selling at the high-end boutiques. And
insane.
I was able to sell what I was wearing. But for these higher boutiques, it was just like the knockoff of it.
Yep.
And I'm all about a knockoff. I don't really care about knockoffs except when it comes to like bags and stuff like that, because that can, you can go down the wrong road.
Exactly.
But if you're buying basics, if you're buying things that are trendy that you don't want to spend a bunch of money on every season, I think affordable fashion is the way to go.
Yeah. That's what a lot of my girls don't understand. It's they're like, how are you? Or I have random girls that will message me on Instagram and be like, hey, like, I don't want to be rude, but like, how do you keep up this lifestyle? Like,
yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying you don't look successful, but how do you do it? And I'm like, Zara.
Yes.
Misguided. Pretty Little Things. Like, I'm literally, I like to online shop, and people are like, well, what's your online shopping trick? I'm like, I order, like, honestly, I will spend a little bit more money to get a few different sizes. I'll try it on and then I'll send it back.
Yes.
They have to give you back your money. You're not making the clothes dirty. But like, especially during COVID, like my girls are having a hard time with COVID and not being able to try on in stores. And I know a lot of smaller boutiques are doing it. But I mean, if you go to the mall, no one's letting you try on. I'm like,
exactly.
You can take it back. Take a couple sizes, try it on, send it back. Is it a little extra work? Yeah, but you're going to be more happy with what happens.
Right, exactly. So that's what I want to kind of talk to you. Now that our listeners know your base, say your Instagram, just in case someone wants to like put a face to the name.
Yeah, for sure. My Instagram is at Gabrielle, G-A-B-R-I-E-L-L-E, with an underscore, and then G-A-U-B-E-R-T. So my full name, Gabrielle Gobert.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So if you want to hop on there, look at her styling, some of the things she does. She has the cutest nails always, top notch. Some of the try on videos you do, I really love.
Yeah,
people love that.
I'm trying to support Instagram more than TikTok. I think people got on like a really big TikTok craze. Mm-hmm. And I know that Reels is like, they're really trying to get their name out there. So I'm like, let's bring some of this to back. The Instagram family.
Totally. So getting into topics about fashion, what are some fall trends that you're loving? I'm going to share a few of mine. Mm-hmm. So tell me, what are some of the things that you're going to buy right now for fall?
So my big thing for fall is, I think a lot of people, whenever they think fall, they think neutrals. Like, oh, we have to buy nudes. We have to buy tans. Like, this season, every big designer, every one runway show is all going to be based off of like what they call deep pastels. So we're talking about like deep lavenders, deep sages, not so much like, I wouldn't say even maroons, but a lot of roses. Like those are going to be the colors, and doing like monochromatic type stylings.
That is one of the things that I love. So
obsessed.
One of my fall goals, if I even venture out during the fall, mm-hmm. is to be monochromatic.
Yeah.
That for me, my personal style, I am a minimalist and I love a monochromatic look because it looks expensive no matter what. Even if the shades are off just a little bit, I think it looks so great when someone has like a full blown green outfit on or full blown magenta outfit on. It just looks so rich and so just smooth.
Well, it's like classy. So like, I just think of like Posh Spice whenever she like first started doing her short haircuts. She would wear tan neutrals all the time. And like people would be like, that looks weird together.
Right.
I'm like, no. And like, I mean, look at Machine Gun Kelly. Was it with the MTV? He did that all pink. That is like the monochromatic that I'm talking about. Like guys can do it. Girls can do it. You just have to be able to like think like, okay, wait, don't be afraid to wear this. I'm just going to do it. And I'm telling you, 9 times out of 10, someone's going to be like, I didn't think that would go together, but I'm actually really digging that.
I love when Adam wears monochromatic looks.
It's
It looks so good.
It's ballsy.
So put together.
It shows you're confident. And like, that's what people really want. You want to look at somebody like, dang, that girl's confident. I want to dress like her.
Yes,
period.
Exactly. And I really love chunky knits. I mean, everything that you see during the fall, all the classics, all the basics, but just like going outside of that, I think all magenta is so beautiful.
So cute.
A magenta in the fall is just so cool to me.
Like, and like, are you talking like a pink magenta, like a purpley magenta, or are you talking about like a deep wine?
I'm talking all the above.
I
love all the way to this spectrum of what you would call like hot pink.
Yeah.
I just think it's cool. Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? Well, I have actually been using BetterHelp for over 6 months now, and it has really helped me, especially during this time of quarantine and things going on in the world. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist, and you can start communicating with them under 48 hours of even signing up. And it's not a crisis hotline. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online. There is a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in your areas, especially during this time. This service is available for clients worldwide. You can log in onto your account anytime and send a message to your counselor. I text mine pretty frequently. You'll get timely and thoughtful messages. Plus, you can schedule weekly video and phone sessions so you don't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as the traditional therapy office.
BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if you need to. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit their website and read some of their testimonials, like someone just posted on there that said that their counselor is a great listener that understands, never judges, and offers support and gives tools and activities that support growth. And as a user myself, I really appreciate that my therapist, not only can I check in with him, but he also checks in on me if he hasn't heard from me in a few days. So you can visit the website betterhelp.com/night. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P. Join over a million people taking charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. So for all of our listeners out there, if you go visit betterhelp.com/night, you get 10% off of your first month. And I encourage you to do it. It's been great for me, and I'm going to get Alexis on board. So sign up and get in charge of your mental health.
Funny that you brought up like knit sweaters. I think another one of my things for fall is I really love when people take the opportunity to texture clash and pattern clash. I think people are really afraid. Like there, I have a look on my page I did like last year, and I did like an all plaid outfit, but every plaid was different plaids from my top to my pants to my shoes.
Yes.
And people literally would message me and be like, "What? How did you think of that?" And I'm like, I honestly just said, F it. I'm going to put this on and see what happens.
Right.
And that's the same with like texture. Like I think people should be mixing like the ribbed. I think you should be mixing the tweed with the ribbed. Like, don't be afraid to do it. Because I'm like, if you're afraid to do something, it's probably because it's a good idea.
That's so
At
true,
least in the fashion world, I'm like, this could be a little bit edgy, but I'm like, I'm just going to do it and see what happens. And usually those are the outfits that people are like, where did you get this?
Right. So what would you say to girls that are scared of trying those trends? And what's the first thing she should do to try to like dip her toes in the water of a new trend?
I think the first thing to do is, obviously, I wear things that I think people, one thing I get the most is people message me like, what's a girl my size? You know, we're different sizes.
Yeah.
What can I do, or where can I go to look as confident as you do? And I'm like, this has nothing to do with the clothes. You have to have like the empowerment inside of you to be like, I'm going to do this and I'm going to be happy doing it no matter what anybody thinks.
This is what I love.
And it's hard. And it's hard because I think it took me a long time to really like not dress like every other girl I saw on Instagram, or like not dress like every other girl that I went to high school with, or like I swear, and I will literally take this to my grave, it takes one time to go out and wear something different. And that one person saying, I didn't
look so cute.
How did I not think of that? And you're like, yeah, how did you not think about it? Yeah, I thought about it. Like, that's such a cool feeling.
Exactly.
So that would be my advice. Like, don't worry about what everyone thinks. Because at the end of the day, I live by the rule, I'm never going to see these people again.
Yeah.
And if I do, they're just going to be seeing me through a phone screen on Instagram. And if they don't like me, then they don't have to talk to me. Like, exactly. Whatever. So I think about that's how fashion is. Like,
right.
The worst thing somebody can do is be like, I don't like that.
I didn't
I'm sorry.
Well, it's fine. You know,
sorry. Just do stuff that fits your body type and the way that you feel comfortable. It's not about looking skinny or looking too tall or looking too short. It's about like, yo, I feel really comfortable in this. I'm going to wear this. It makes me happy.
That's what I think too. I think if someone's like scared to wear something, if your silhouette looks good on your body, you look good.
Like I feel like a lot of my shorter girls too, they're always like, hey, how do I style a vintage tee? I feel like they swallow me. They make me look short. I'm like, okay, well, this is what you should do. Get like a shirt that's a little bit shorter than you would typically go. Don't go get a really oversized tee. Go get a dress slip. I love putting dress slips with lace and stuff under my t-shirts. And then I throw a blazer on it and I'm like, look, it kind of looks, you can see the separation. There's the lace where you can see that's my leg, that the shirt's not swallowing me.
Yes.
And then like a lot of girls, I'm like, then don't wear super high-waisted pants if you're afraid of looking too short. Or like my bigger girls are like, well, I feel like these shirts make me look bigger. I'm like, throw a tank top over the oversized t-shirt to kind of give you that cinched, little bit of the cinch waist where you can see the t-shirt goes out a little bit and you can see where your waist goes in. Like, don't look at something like, oh, she's skinny, I can't wear that. I'm like, do it and try it. And then you can say it's like food.
Right.
You gotta try everything once. And I also think
watching other people, like bloggers that are your size, mm-hmm. style things
helps.
With their silhouette helps so much. Like right now, my mom has lost so much weight. And she's like a large, extra large. And she's like wanting to buy trendy, cute clothes. Yeah. But she also is like, I haven't been dressing like trendy or cute.
Yeah.
So I don't know where to begin. And she follows this blogger called Truly Taryn.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's Truly, T-A-R-Y-N. And she has helped my mom so much find her outlet. Like, not everything someone wears is going to be your thing. But she has someone's like, okay, those jeans look good on her. My body mm-hmm. is similar. And I want to look like that in jeans. So yep. let's go get those jeans. You yep. know? And like trying things like that.
That's why I get mad when people like kind of dog on fashion bloggers. They're like, oh, you think you're a fashion blogger? I'm like, I don't think I am. I know I am because people message me and say, hey, you influenced me to do this. Or hey.
Yes.
And I don't have to have 1 million followers or 1,000 followers to feel like, you know, I'm making a difference. I'm like.
Totally.
You can. Don't be afraid to even like fall into that market. Like if you know you're good at what you do, like put yourself in that platform and it happens and you're helping other people. So that's kind of like why I even do what I do
right.
or try to.
So what kind of fashion roles do you have for yourself? So.
Oh my God, this is horrible.
I can tell you mine first.
Okay, yeah, please. I need some examples.
One, I love to feel good. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that makes me feel good and put together are rings and necklaces. I think that's just a rule for me when I go out. I mm-hmm. at least have 4 necklaces on. I'm sure you've seen my yes. tangled wad
we've,
by the end of the night.
We've matched a couple times with our butterfly necklaces,
yes,
for sure.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I love rings. I think it makes your outfit look so expensive and just put together.
Yeah.
I am an avid wearer of a bodysuit. I
yeah.
feel the best in bodysuits. I like every single bodysuit I've ever put on just for my body type.
Do you feel like it makes you just feel like kind of like snatched in a way? Like just
I feel snatched
put together.
And put together. And I feel like I'm comfortable mm-hmm. in a bodysuit. So those are some of the things that for myself are rules before I leave the house. I have to have jewelry on, you know?
See, I wish I could like take that page out of your book because I really do. I spend so much money on jewelry, like random things. Like I'll go to a store and be like, oh, I'll wear this. I literally only leave. I mean, as you can see, I have my Apple Watch on.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Like, how do I even call myself? I'm in the fashion realm if I can't even like accessorize. But that is something that I really do struggle on.
Mm-hmm.
So I would actually like to see you do some how to put like jewelry together stuff.
Yes. You know who I really love to see put jewelry together? Like this person is my alter ego when it comes to fashion.
Mm-hmm.
This is who I want to be. And that is Dylan Lex.
Oh my God. I know exactly who you're talking about.
And I think the way she puts on jewelry mm-hmm. and the style that she has, that she's like this, I don't even know what you call it. It's like this, it's Dylan Lex. Go look her up on Instagram. I love her stuff. Like her jewelry is worn by like Rihanna. I mean, it's very overpriced. I mean, I wouldn't say overpriced.
It's expensive.
Very expensive.
Yeah, it's definitely like, luxury.
I am not buying it, but I want to look like her.
But you can like find things. Like, I mean, a good dupe is always fun.
Yeah.
I love getting a deal. So I'm like, as long as I can have something I can look at and like play off of, I'm like,
right.
I can recreate it. But like for me, I really wish I was better about wearing rings and jewelry because I feel like I could do a lot better.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay. This is my last question when it comes to fashion.
Mm-hmm.
What would be, I always ask my friends this and like people I meet and we talk about fashion or beauty or whatever, just because I get a good glimpse into them.
Yeah.
So, you know, cartoon characters all have a signature outfit they wear.
Uh-huh.
They usually have like a regular schmegular outfit. And then mm-hmm. when they go out or they're doing something cool, they have a second outfit.
Mm-hmm.
So if for an everyday, if you were a cartoon character, what is your outfit?
I think this is hilarious because anybody that knows me would be like, Gabby would have on a pair of joggers, but like really cool ones. Like
yeah.
not just like, I don't get me wrong. I love a good Walmart jogger. If you're
oh,
looking
too.
For some joggers, listen. They have the best $5 joggers you can get in your entire, like I'm telling you, I have every pair.
I got complimented so much on this white sweater I got last year. It was from Walmart. I shouted them out. I tagged them. I was like, I get it from Walmart.
I'm telling you.
It's, they, yeah, I
but
get
like
great basics
they're Fruit of the Loom men's joggers. I'm probably going to get so much hate from my girlfriends because now they're going to be all gone. I think it went viral on TikTok a little bit during COVID. But I will say they fit so good. And they're $5 and it's insane. But I would definitely wear, shout out SLA, the label, if you're looking for a really nice, a really good jogger, like a good material jogger, a little bit more on the expensive side. Her name is Sarah Croft. She's a huge blogger in UK. And she made a woman's like jogger, like ribbed material brand. And I have every single color. So I'd probably have on some SLA joggers, a pair of Air Force Ones, probably like a really cool special release pair. I'm a brat, and when it comes to shoes and purses, I like to buy like ones nobody else can get, because if I ever want to resell them, like that's how I justify buying bags.
You get your money back. Yeah.
I know that it's going to resell for higher. So if there's a special edition, I'm buying it. So I'd probably have a pair of Air Force Ones on, a really cool flannel, probably my boyfriend's flannel. He has a tan one that I literally wear all the time. And girls are like, where did you get that flannel? I'm like, this is my boyfriend's Target flannel from when he was a senior in high school. So I don't know. So like a nude flannel. And I'd probably wear like a white tank top and my hair in like a really cool braid. Like that would
totally see this.
That's like my vibe in my backpack, my tiny little micro backpack. And like, that's my go-to. I have like this weird tomboy side of me. Like I can get really dressed up. I hate wearing dresses. Cody is like, my boyfriend is always like, yo, can you dress like a girl tonight? And I'm like, man.
Adam loves when I dress girly. He told me one time we were walking in the airport. He was like, you know, what if you just curled your hair?
Oh my God.
In the airport. I'm like, bro.
No, seriously. Like, we'll sit at dinner. We go to dinner. Like, we have a date night once a week. And I really don't like wearing dresses. I'm trying. I've been buying more dresses frequently. Like, as a frequent, but I am a sucker. Like, and also like maybe another, like I always wear jeans and a cute top. That is my go-to. Baby kitten heels, a cool pair of jeans with a side slit and a really like statement top.
Yes.
I'm comfortable in jeans. Yeah. I don't like wind flying up in my areas, you know? Like I've had girlfriends literally get like mosquito bites in that area and had to go to the hospital. Like, does that sound enjoyable? No.
Oh my God.
Like, you don't know what's going on.
Yeah. I agree with you. It's the simple things in life that just make everything better.
I mean, I have girlfriends who wear like no underwear and dresses. And I'm just like, you have the most guts.
I have asked before.
Ugh. Oh, my God. I'm going to gag.
I'm an undie wearer. Wear her.
Yeah. No, yeah.
I'm an undie wearer. And I'm like, what do you do? What do you do?
You don't. You just let things.
That is so freaking disgusting.
It's gross.
I know.
I know this is a little. But
listen,
like,
if Kevin's not used to this by now.
Like, but it's just like, is that not a fear? Like, I don't even go to bed without sleeping in underwear. Like, I have girlfriends who sleep naked. I'm like, what if, like, they say you swallow 5 spiders a year? This is a statistic. Did you know that?
No.
They can be anywhere from microscopic. I mean, someone fact check me, but I am pretty positive I've read this.
I got to look this up.
Okay. Yes, please do. Cause like, what if you're sleeping and that's just the area the it decides to go in, and then you're laying spider eggs in your vagina.
Oh yeah. God. Oh, God.
Not cool. Not cool.
I don't think that's ever happened in the history of spiders or vaginas.
You never know.
You never know.
What is your biggest irrational fear? Spiders laying eggs in my vagina. Cut.
You know what's so wild is TikTok has taught me a lot about not wearing panties.
I thought you were about to say insects. Like, what's on your For You page?
No, that too. It teaches me so much that other women go through. Like, there are so many things they're like, okay, are we just not going to talk about this? Every girl deals with this. And you read the comments, you're like,
you're not alone.
You are so not alone. And like when you when you said that about the dress, like someone said, what do you guys do without wearing panties? And they're like, we just let it go.
Yeah. Let it go where? Does it land on your suede kitten heels? Like, that's disgusting. That shit does not come out of suede, first of all. And I know from personal experience, not from that personal experience.
Risky behavior, man. Risky behavior.
So bad. Undies till I die.
Undies till I die. Okay. So now we're going to take a little break. And then when we come back, we're going to have a little chitty chat about some, annoying behaviors that men do.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait.
Okay, we are back. Mm-hmm. And okay, so a little backstory before we get into the cringy things that guys do. Gabby and I, we first met through Alexis.
Yes. At her hoop launch.
Yes, at her hoop launch. And then we kind of reconnected again through Cody, your boyfriend, and Adam, because they are friends.
They're little like, it's so cute when they're together. It's like they stare at each other. They have a really good bromance. It really is adorable. I wish Cody would look at me the way he looks at Adam sometimes. Yeah. It's honestly very insulting.
I feel like
at some
they
point.
Only talk to each other at Cody's birthday party the other day.
Pretty much.
But it's really fun to hear some of the things you say that annoy you about Cody. Because it's just so funny because I know him and it's very relatable. Mm-hmm. And then I'm sure it's the same when I'm like, you know, Adam's like cleaning the house top to bottom. You're like, yeah, that's so Adam.
Yeah.
So it's like just really funny.
No, for sure.
So Gabby and I were talking on the way here and we were talking about some of the cringiest things that guys do that we can't stand.
And it's like the cringe that like where you literally look at them and your body just feels awkward.
See, like I'm nervous about this. I keep hoping like these are going to be things I do.
It's going to be because I think every guy does these things at some point and they really don't even know it. And it's like it's our responsibility to tell them.
I think this is good.
We're taking charge right
so,
now.
One of the things a friend of mine brought this up.
Wait, are we going to open with this?
We're just going to whip it out.
Oh, shit. I don't know how we're going to live up to this one. Here we go.
One of the things my friend brought up to me at a dinner we were having is something really cringy that happened to her. And this may not be cringy to everybody, but I totally understand where she's coming from. And that's when a guy whips out a guitar and starts singing and playing a song where, okay, first of all.
That is douchey.
It's douchey. It's douchey unless it's like someone, I really can't think of where this would be okay.
You know what's funny is like, I feel like girls, like growing up, we always were like, oh my God, My Chemical Romance. I wish you would sit me and serenade me with a guitar until you date a guy, which I have. That has a guitar and he's
and
like, let me
that.
Play you this new song I made, Gabrielle.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, play me that song, Jim. And then I'm sitting there and I'm listening to the song and I'm literally like, I want to cry because it's so embarrassing.
So embarrassing. And then you have to say it was good. And then if you're in front of a bunch of people, like just say you're like in the backyard and there's a bunch of friends there or whatever. And he whips out the guitar and he starts singing. Either one is bad. But even when he starts belting it out, you have to be quiet now because it's rude to speak.
While someone's performing.
They're like, how dare you pick
it's the worst thing.
Position.
So when my friend told me this, I was like, that is the ultimate cringe.
Have you dated a guy that's a singer? Or have you entertained a guy that's a singer?
One of my boyfriends was in a metal band.
Shut up.
So Gavin's laughing.
Are we talking about like metal as in like Fall of Troy, like screamo metal?
We're talking screamo metal, baby.
Oh my gosh. That was honestly like my stuff growing up. So
same. And like
I can't.
It's another level of a scream.
Yes.
Okay. Like listen to this new beat I have. And then like they're playing it and then it's like.
It's like pterodactyls fighting.
It's terrifying.
Yeah.
And then you have to say it's good.
Because you like them.
Yeah.
But do you really like them though?
No.
God, could you imagine being 20? I'm really sorry if someone is 28 and dating a wannabe musician. But that's like, is there a point where you get where you're like, okay, this isn't going anywhere. I'm honestly so embarrassed to even say like, hey, what does your boyfriend do? He's inspiring to musicianly play his way to Hollywood.
I know.
Hopefully. It's a hard industry.
It's hard.
And then if you know they're not good, like, okay, I have a guy friend who is very, very handsome. He lives down in Austin and sweet guy. I mean, has so much going for him. Plays guitar fairly well, right?
Yeah.
But now he sings. And it is just not the best.
It's
like,
and here's
the problem
thing.
With that industry is that amazing musicians are a dime a dozen.
But you know what? His friends cripple him because everyone puts him on their Instagram. It's like, yo, look at him sing, my bro, number one, like killing the house
party.
That
is me.
That's rude. You can't do that.
I know, but I have to tell you, you're good because for one, I hate hurting people's feelings.
Oh my God.
And two, you just, I can't destroy your dream.
On any level, was he a good musician? Like, could he play an instrument?
Yeah, like your
well,
ex-boyfriend,
or
was he a good musician?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you can play guitar well, but it's still cringy because it's like, you know they're doing it to you. And it's just like, it's just weird. It's an out-of-body experience.
Yeah.
It's an out-of-body experience.
My my ex-boyfriend, who was he was a magician and a musician.
It's like, watch this magic trick. I shred this guitar.
It wasn't a guitar, guys.
Oh. Was he a drummer?
He was just worse. It's worse.
Bass.
It was worse.
Can it get worse? Did he play a triangle?
Yeah.
It's worse.
It's not worse. A harmonica.
It's worse.
There's actually some guys on America's Got Talent right now who play harmonica, and it's actually very sexy.
Harmonica's hard, man.
Was it violin?
No.
Cello.
It's a keytar.
What is a keytar?
Oh my God, like from the
80s. Oh my God.
Like, yeah, a keyboard, a like keytar. Thing you wear.
Like Bowie used to play.
It was a keytar.
But was it good keytaring?
No.
Well.
Yeah. All right. You're all right.
RIP to this guy's career.
This was years ago. Years ago. Okay, Gabby. Now that was my cringe of the day. What was something on your cringe?
Like, I kind of want to feedback on that because I feel like if you're a Texas girl, every guy in the South thinks he's Eminem. And I know we kind of touched about this in the car. But I remember I used to date this guy, and I'm going to shout him out because it's literally a joke. His name is Lance Smedley. And he would get drunk and he would rap. He would freestyle and I don't even remember if it was, maybe it was just all his weird friends that we hung out with, but he would literally, like, him and his friends would get in the room.
That's a big thing in Texas, for sure.
Oh my God. It's like a Southern boy thing. He would get in a room. They would play the instrumental every time to Amelie by Lil Wayne. I know everyone knows that song. I know. And it was always that one instrumental that they would rap to. And I just remember sitting there and I'm like, stop. But I'm guilty of this because when I'm drunk, I also think I can freestyle. So
it works both
ways. I'm kind of the pot calling the kettle black, but it really is cringy.
Are these real freestyles or are these things they have been practicing in the mirror of their bedroom?
Okay, at some point they're so drunk that it's like grunting. So it's like, oh, money in the bank, gonna get money. Him. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of filler words and noises that aren't really.
Oh. Yeah. I'll never forget one time this guy that I went to school with named RJ, we were listening to a freestyle and I literally hit him go, boom, chicka pop. And I'll never, and it was like, it's an ongoing joke between me and my friends. But like, if you're the guy saying boom chicka pow when you're drunk, the girl that you're with is probably never going to talk to you because she's crawling out of her skin.
Yeah, that ain't it.
If you have a boyfriend that raps, pull him to the side and say, baby, we don't need it.
Let's not.
But yeah, definitely like rapping is a thing for me.
It's all cringe.
And I feel like guys are doing that now. There's so many platforms where they're doing it confidently and it's even more cringy. Like, I know we talked about this too. Like, these grown men making TikToks, like, I feel bad talking about Pilot Pete because I gotta say, I thought he was dashing. I mean,
I thought he was just the cutest.
I will never forget. I remember it was like the beginning of COVID. I was sitting on my couch and there's this video of him dancing in the hallway. Mm. Do you know which one I'm talking
about? I
know
exactly what
you're
talking about.
And I just looked at that and it was like a car wreck.
I
couldn't look away.
And then when guys do these things, you never look at them as attractive again.
Oh, I unfollowed him on I actually thought he was kind of funny too because I liked the girl that I didn't really follow his season, but I liked the girl he was kind of with, not with, whatever. And I was like, oh, they're cute. And I said, that's why I started following them. And then like he started making these TikToks. And I'm sorry, but like, it's one thing if you're 17, 18 making TikToks on Instagram.
Yeah.
But if you are like in your mid or late 20s and you think dancing with your shirt off and having your hand on your belt buckle like you're grabbing your crotch is hot, it's not
I'm
cute.
Literally getting chills because I can't
and they make those faces like I wish somebody could see, but they're like and like bite their lip and they like look at the camera and they're just like blue, like,
and
take
they're like
it. And they make noises
hot. Yeah, I can't
horrible.
Do
that's,
it
that's horrible.
I just think the problem is with all these scenarios is, and I told you this in the car, it's when men try too hard to have big D energy.
And it's always the ones that have little D issues.
Because they have a lot to make up for.
It's like, you're from Arkansas, right? So, like, did you guys drive trucks out there? Obviously.
Oh, yeah,
for sure. So, like, the guys in school that drove the biggest trucks were usually the ones that do totally. Truly have issues.
And it's just, like, so douchey. Like, how can they watch the TikToks back?
Kevin, do you drive a truck?
No. And not say it's douchey.
No, I never drove a truck.
But that's the thing, though, is I think they think it's trendy, and that and they do it. And they do it because, like, and some, and you know what's funny is I go and read these comments. There's this guy in Austin that I've known forever, just like through social media. And I unfollowed him because his Instagram post got, like, I mean, I would read his captions and just be like, you're literally disgusting. Mm-hmm. Like, I cannot believe I ever found you attractive.
Yeah.
I happened to find, like he just popped on my For You page. Him and his brother, they played at Texas University football. Like, biggest jocks. They were actually nice guys at one point. And they now make videos together. So not only is it like an older brother in his 30s, like mid-30s, but now his younger brother who's 25, they're like grinding the air in these TikToks. I'm like, what does your mother think?
I know.
Like, what does Kathleen think? Because I know that's not really their mom's name, but I just imagine, like, she seems like a sweet lady, and like, I know she's probably pissed.
Yeah.
But like, what are you doing? And the captions are like, would you like this on top? And I'm just like, you're in medical sales in Austin, and you're a grown man. What are people like? Do women take these guys seriously?
Yeah.
But it's like 16-year-old girls that are commenting, and they're like,
which is worse.
Yeah.
Which is so bad because they're like,
they're illegal.
They're on this platform geared to
children.
Yeah.
People. It's really, but I got to say, like, sometimes I'm scrolling TikTok and I see these really cute guys and I'm like, oh, they're hot. I look, they're like 15. I'm like, oh my God, I need to wash my eyes out.
Oh, speaking of another super, super cringy thing of mine.
Please tell me.
Is when guys say that how much money they make.
Oh my God.
I cannot stand it, Gabby. One time I was sitting at a with some bachelor boys.
I never made enough to brag about, so. Yeah.
And that is what we like.
That's
Kevin.
What we like.
Also never made a TikTok.
We like to be good. We like to be breadwinners too, but.
I was sitting at a table with a bunch of bachelor guys and Adam. Adam was there and we were actually meeting his friends. And it's my first time meeting this person. And he tells me that he just got Venmo'd $20,000.
Which I actually can attest to. That's not possible.
Exactly. He did not know that.
Oh, what is that? That's exceeds the limit or something?
The maximum is $5,000 on any account, no matter what.
That's pretty funny.
Exactly. I've asked.
You can't, because I've tried to pay people that I outsource things to, mm-hmm. and you cannot send or receive $20,000 on a Venmo account.
It's like a $5,000 limit.
Could you send like $4,000 or $5,000?
Yeah, it's a $5,000 limit. $5,000.
So he said he just got a $20,000 thing on his Venmo because
I would have giggled.
I just like was like, that's not true. That's all I can think of. I was like, that's not true.
Even if it was, what are you supposed to do with that information?
Thank you.
That's the cringe.
Boom. What you just said is it wasn't even that. I mean, he was obviously lying about the Venmo, mm-hmm. but the purpose. What was the purpose of you telling the whole table you got $20,000?
I would never, if I was single, which
so gross.
Bless up I'm not, but if I was single, I like date, that's like one part of dating that like really scares me. Like the idea, I'm like, God forbid Cody ever leaves me because I'm too annoying. Like I could, thinking of dating somebody all over again is miserable because I feel like Instagram makes everyone feel like they really have to like be a certain person.
Yes.
That's like the one thing. That's like the one bad thing about social media. So like I've been in that situation where a guy's been like, yeah, so like my Range Rover, I'm like, I don't give a shit. I was like, what are you going to bring to the table like mentally? What are you going to bring to
What's
me
our future
to help
look
me
like?
Build?
Can you pay your rent?
No.
Like what is going on with you?
I'm sure now that you've lived in Dallas, you've had to have heard that Dallas is the home of 30K millionaires.
Yeah.
Have you heard this?
Yes, I've heard that.
This is literally, I can name, oh my God, I this is why I feel like I need my own podcast, like Dallas based.
You do.
I know so much shit about people. I know if you ever want some tea, like I could tell you things about people in Dallas you have no idea that I just keep to myself.
Yeah.
I could call so many people out for being 30K millionaires.
Right.
I know for a fact their car is leased. And not even leased. I know they pay like on the weekends to just go pick it up and drive it around for a couple hours. Like it's sad. Or like, oh my God, speaking of cringe, I'm like bouncing from topic, but like this goes with the money thing. Like guys who act like they have so much money, but then they accidentally film their apartment and they have no freaking furniture.
Or they leave the dinner too early.
Oh, and don't pay the tab. They're like, oh yeah, yeah. Like I'll meet you guys in a second. Yo, let me Venmo you for my half, bro. I got you. Or here, what's your
Venmo?
And then
it never happens.
Never happens.
And when I walked away from that little lunch gathering that I had with Adam's friends, and after that guy said that, I just walked away and I told Adam, I was like, I'm so appreciative of you.
Yeah.
You could have said so much at that table. Mm-hmm. And he just shut his mouth. It was not a braggadocious. No. And I was like, that is Big D energy.
You know,
the fact that you did not have to say what you had and the fact that you didn't have to prove anything.
Ever. That's like one
guys
thing.
Love when you do that too.
Oh, yeah.
Like when you're just somewhere where people are just particularly douchey and then later you're your like, wife hey, or girlfriend's thank like, thank you so much for not being like that.
Yes.
I mean, I gotta say, like, Adam is one of the only people I've ever met that is just like such a genuine personality, like out, like in front of people and like not in front of people.
Yes.
And like, I mean, Adam does well. I mean, he isn't hurting, but I've never once have I ever heard Adam say, I can do this, I can do that.
Exactly.
And like, that is so attractive. And like, my boyfriend's the same way. Like, he isn't hurting, but he would never go into someone's face and be like, or like bragging. Or like, we have friends that like, I look at my friend's boyfriends and I'm like, literally, like, how do you date this guy?
Right.
They'll be like, yeah, man, we just went and like did this in Miami and popped all these bottles. And I'm just like looking at the girl and she's not engaged yet. And I'm like, isn't that sad that he's spending that money popping bottles yes. for his friends and you don't even have a ring yet?
Yes.
That's cringe to me. I will cringe at other people's men.
It is so cringe. And I also have learned if you keep your wealth to yourself.
Yeah.
People will treat you like a normal human.
100%.
They're not going to upsell you. They're not going to like, I was talking to a friend. I'm like, you don't drive your expensive car to a place you're trying to get a deal.
No.
What are you doing?
No.
It's because just like.
They know you have money.
They know you have money or you may not even have the money.
No.
So the perception that you've put on that you have this money is not doing you any favors with women, with business, with nothing.
I was about to say, though, like, I feel like we're picking on guys here, but, like, I know a lot of girls that do this, too.
100%.
And it's really embarrassing when
actually,
I, like,
my friend that I told that to was a girl.
Yeah. Like, I really do. I have girlfriends that, like, have Louis Vuittons and every designer bag you can think of. But then when COVID hit, they're texting me to borrow money because they had no money in their bank account.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Come on, people. Like, don't cringe over guys doing something that you should be cringing over yourself doing something. But
I totally, totally agree.
I mean, it's just, it all boils down to like the guy who's bragging. And on this topic of guys spending money on things they don't need, if you're a guy still wearing a Gucci labeled belt with a Gucci, with the Gucci emblem, please go home and sell it on Poshmark because I will literally take it off your body and throw it in a dumpster.
Thank you with it.
Like, come over here. Like, it is not cute.
Yeah, I agree.
I used to love the guys that wore flashy stuff because like I grew up in Dallas and it was like the guys who acted like they had money. Then I grew up a little bit.
And you realize.
And my boyfriend's so down to earth and he dresses so well, but you would never know how much he spent on his outfits.
Yeah.
And he would never do that.
It's
and
a I'm red like, flag to me when a man is wearing designer or something because I'm like, you probably
loafers is one thing.
Your whole paycheck
for that
to buy that one piece.
Like it gives me, I'm like getting a migraine thinking about guys tucking their shirt into their pants just so you can see their Gucci emblem belt.
Yeah.
I sold mine like 3 weeks ago because I was like, I literally don't wear this. And if I wear it, I'm going to wear it like with a really cool oversized flannel that's kind of see-through that you can see through it. But
yeah.
I was like, I just don't like, I just think guys need to not do that. So that's fashion cringe. Oh my God. I have so many. I could go on for days about fashion cringes.
Okay. Give me another
one. I'm making
one
right now. Okay. I cringe about wearing flip flops, but I did it today just because I was in a hurry.
Oh, flip flops don't
like,
bug me.
So, but I'm like going to the pool flip-flops or something. But like, I don't know. I'm like, I'm a grown man. I go to work wearing flip flops. I'm like, I don't know.
Flip flops aren't horrible. Or like I used to date a guy that would wear his boxers 2 days in a row.
No.
Does that gross you out?
Oh, I bet so many more guys do that than you realize.
My boyfriend is not. He is a clean freak.
Me too,
Adam probably
but I've done
has
it
never
before.
Done that either because he's a clean freak.
I mean,
but that is disgusting.
It is. I'm sorry, guys, that you just can't do that. I mean, not that guys are watching, but if you're dating a guy who does that, you should be like, honey, or you maybe, I don't know, teach him to do laundry.
Yeah.
Why are they running out? I don't know.
I don't like that.
They have issues. But to continue on this topic, I kind of want to go into like, I mean, we're obviously both in relationships,
yeah.
right? So since red flags are kind of cringeworthy, like mm-hmm. there's red flags I think girls should cringe over that they don't already. Like for me, I really think that guys who are, this goes back to the whole like bragging about money, but it's like the one up. Situation.
Yes.
Have you dated? I've been with guys that are like that, like, oh, yeah, like my family's from New York and we love to drink wine. Well, my family buys expensive wine. I'm like, that's great.
I've never dated one of those, but I had a friend that did. And it was just like, okay, so my friend goes to another friend's house. This is like a secondhand person story. And she brings over wine. That's really expensive wine. No, yeah. She's like a wine connoisseur. She loves wine. She knows good wine if it was like a mile away. She brings it over. And the guy of the friend she's at the house of, her boyfriend, was like, oh, well, that's not very good wine because the wine I like is yada, yada, yada. Blah, blah, blah.
How dare he?
And it's just like, bruh, who cares?
This is why you're 36 wine. And single.
And it wasn't cheap wine. So who cares? Who cares?
Yes. And one-uppers will do it about absolutely everything. And you can be like, I need a rubber band for this bag of chips. And they'd be like, oh, you don't know rubber bands until you've had a custom handmade rubber band from this place or that. Oh, or you need this. And it's like, dude,
you don't use chip clips.
Yeah. I can't stand that either,
Kevin. One of the most pointless things.
The stupidest things. Yeah. Like, oh, have you ever had like blah, blah, blah. Oh, my
yes. You're like, it's horrible.
No, I haven't.
Or like, and it's always, and it's funny because it's always those guys. I'm like, me being a makeup artist, I like to wear makeup. Yeah. Like, I mean, I don't like to wear makeup too. Like, you'll catch me mostly without makeup on, but I've like hung out, or like my guy friends that are single that like are just dumb. Mm-hmm. Like, they'll come up to me and be like, why you got so much makeup on? And I'm like, let me tell you about my makeup real quick. My foundation cost way more than those wannabe frat boy shoes you have on. So yeah. Before you come and judge my foundation, yes. Come correct.
Yes.
Does that not have you? I mean, I literally have had, like, I've done weddings and I'll go like touch up. Like, I've had a couple of times where like somebody in the wedding party has a black eye and I have to go cover them up. I'll walk in there and I don't get ready for every wedding, but when I do, this always happens to me. I've literally had a couple times where grooms have come up to me and been like, you're the makeup artist? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, I hope you didn't put that much makeup on my wife. And I just look at them.
I can't stand
and
that.
And I'm like, congratulations to your future bride.
You are a douchebag, sir.
I've had, oh my gosh, I'm sure if she'd ever listen to this, she'd know exactly who she is, because this was probably the worst. This was the most embarrassing, controlling thing I've ever experienced. This girl, stunning, went to high school with her, did a hair and makeup trial for her, and I had heard that her future husband was a very controlling person. And I mean, like, people say people are controlling. Like, get over it. Like, it is what it is. Like, yeah. You don't know their relationship. Did her makeup literally barely. I have photos of her before and after. It's one of the best jobs I've ever done.
Yeah.
Like, to this day, I use her photos all the time.
Yeah.
I get a call about a week before the wedding and she's sobbing and I'm like, what's wrong? I was like, what's going on? Like, she's like, I just really need to talk to you. She's like, so my fiance said that he doesn't want me walking down the aisle with any makeup on. So I've decided to just wear mascara. I'm going to go ahead and cancel your services. And this is before I even had my contracts and stuff. So like, it just sucked because she canceled me completely.
Yeah.
And I just remember like, and I'm very mouthy. Like, I say what's on my mind. I was like, you're going to let him tell you what the fuck to do.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, Gabrielle, why did you just say that? But she was like, I know it's really embarrassing. Like, but yeah, like he just thinks I'm beautiful without it. I don't need it. And I'm like, if you're ever with a man, right?
I dated this guy.
On my wedding day?
I dated this guy who's now in federal prison. That tells you, listen, I've been through him, man. I've been through him. He's now in federal prison, but he was very emotionally and physically abusive to me. This is like in high school, leading into college. It's really a big part of my life that I don't share with a lot of people because it was so traumatic. Mm-hmm. But I will never forget one day he got into a car with me after he was taking a nap. So he's groggy and he's like, here, you take the keys. We were going to go see a movie. He would pick out what I wore all the way down to the shoes, all the way down to the color eyeshadow I wore. Girl. And how I put it on my eyes. Mm-mm. Okay. And I was trying to like juggle and hide all of this from my parents.
Yeah.
And also make him happy and also like whatever. I was young and dumb and brainwashed. So we get in the car and he's still kind of like waking up. And I love red lipstick. It's like one of my favorite things. I feel my best. I should have added that to my fashion thing.
It's a staple.
The orangey red lip is my lip. I feel beautiful in it.
You pull it
off.
So
I put this red lipstick on. And he wakes up enough to realize I have it on. Grabs me by the neck. Wipes it all over my face, like smears it from cheek to cheek, probably ear to ear.
Yeah.
And all over my nose, all over my chin, stomps on the brake, puts my head in the mirror and says, is this pretty? is this pretty? Are you ever going to wear makeup like that again?
Jesus.
And then.
Oh, sorry, I thought my microphone was.
Oh, this is just a very minor, story. But when he stopped the car and got my face all that, I was like, nope, not pretty, blah, blah, blah. And he went back to a gas station, got a wet wipe, wiped my face off, and was like, you just look so beautiful without any makeup. It was a total play.
That's such a narcissistic
thing. Such a narcissist, like controlling, egotistical. Ugh. Just horrible human being. So anytime I hear someone say, you just look more beautiful without makeup, or like, I don't really want you to do this, da, 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 I'm just like, you wear the red lipstick.
You wear it.
You wear the makeup. You beat that face and walk down the aisle. And if he's mad about it, then don't marry this douchebag.
I just like, that makes me so sad that, I mean, the fact that you experienced that, but other people, they literally live their life like letting people do that to them. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I feel like if you do wear makeup the right way and you let it enhance you in the right way, like, why would anybody ever want to take that away from you?
Yeah, it's so crazy.
And it's like your wedding day. Like,
I know it's yours.
I mean, like, is it the guys? Yeah. Like, I mean, I know Adam's like really in love with like the planning thing, but like at the end of the day, it's like you are the star of the show.
Right.
So if you don't feel, and I mean, I saw her photos. I mean, did she look beautiful? She's a very beautiful natural girl, but like, I know for a fact she's going to look back on those photos in 20 years and be like, I should have worn makeup on my wedding day.
Or if she's still married, who knows?
I mean, I know they just had a kid, so.
Oh, well.
I can only imagine how that's going.
Yeah.
But.
Anywho, next one.
And leading on that is guys who like will message when I post a serious photo, and it's always like random dudes. So like I have no idea who they are. Uh-huh. They'll like DM me and be like, you should smile more.
I have no words for that because I cannot stand
I'm telling
that.
You. And it's like, or guys at like counters that like are talking to you, like workers or like. Just any random guys like, oh, why are you? Well, you should smile. Like, you should literally not talk to me.
Yeah. Well, they can't say that now because you have a mask on. You can say, I am smiling.
Like, can't you see it in my eyes? That, yes. Yeah. That's one of those things that like hurt my soul. Or like guys who like lick their lips at me.
Mm. No.
That's
listen,
a thing.
I was telling Adam the other day that I have never been hit on as much as I have recently. I don't know if everyone's
it's the
cooped
ring.
Up.
It's the ring.
It's a ring.
Yep.
Really?
That's guys, a thing for some reason.
Guys like, want what they don't have. Yeah. I swear to gosh.
And I thought it was the highlighted hair.
It could be that too. You look stunning.
Thanks. But I'm just like, okay. And when this all started recently and I didn't have my ring on, then I was like, Adam, you better get my ring back because it's getting cleaned. You know, mm-hmm. I'm just messing with Adam. Like, you better get my ring back. So he gets my ring back, obviously. And then it happens. It happened even more. And I was like, I literally think it's my highlighted hair. I have no idea what's going on. Or people are just so crazy in COVID.
My God.
That they're like, you know, just trying to get it in where they can.
No,
literally.
I have a girlfriend who's a real estate agent here in Dallas. And I remember one time we were on the conversation, like, she was like, I started wearing rings to happy hours because guys wouldn't stop hitting on me. And she's like, I no longer wear that ring anymore because I had more guys hit on me more when I had a ring on than when I didn't have a ring on.
Because I think it's like they know it's not going to be commitment.
Yeah, that's
it's
weird.
It's going to be just a hookup.
Stop.
Yeah, that's strange. But you know what? I don't mind a little lick. It made me feel good. It made me feel really good that these guys were hitting on me. I'm like, lick your lips at me.
Tell me
I'm hot. I needed to hear this. I forgot that I could feel this way. So
smack
like,
them lips like you're drinking my sweet tea.
And then I loved to go back and tell Adam. I'm like, I got hit on.
I'm desirable. Yeah. Don't mess with me because someone else out there is waiting.
I did have a girl come up to me and Adam at dinner one time and told Adam if
oh my god,
don't work
you told
out
me this
with her. Here's my number.
Oh my god, I remember. And Adam, I'm
wait,
gonna
what,
tell this
what
story
was that exactly.
So, oh my god,
we were having dinner together, and this girl came up and was like, if this doesn't work out, I was sitting right there.
Yeah,
and she was like, if this doesn't work out with her, here's my number.
Oh
and
my god,
you know what Adam did? Adam threw that paper at her and said, I'm good, thanks.
He said, get the F away from me. Get
god,
the
I love
F
him.
Away from me.
God, I love him.
And I was like, oh my
I would hope, yeah.
My
vagine
is tingling.
I'm like, hi, buddy, you want to go out back real quick, call an Uber and do it in the
yeah,
bookie?
Exactly.
Oh my gosh, that's so sweet.
What else do you have on your list?
Let's see. I actually did make a list. Oh, when you're with a guy, or like, I remember, okay, I'll never forget this incident. I was dating a guy back right out of high school. And he loved, whenever we would fight, he'd be like, "You must be on your period." Mm. And I'm like, "Oh, really?" Because I'm pretty sure men have periods all the time and I don't call you out.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's annoying to me. And that's cringeworthy to me that you feel like you can call me out on my cycle.
It dis of your cycle.
Like, what do you
it kind of like mutes how you feel. It's kind of like dismissing how you feel.
And
it's not
worse.
Legitimate because you're on your period. But nope. I will say, Adam, I've said this before in a podcast, so I'm sorry I'm repeating myself, but Adam has my cycle down.
Oh my gosh.
So he'll say, "You're gonna feel really lovey towards me in the next few days." And then I do. And then he's like, "I know you're going to be really mean to me today." Aww. And I'm like, "I am." You know, so I'm like, okay, I get it. But one thing he doesn't do, which would get on my damn nerve, is say, "Oh, you're feeling that way just because you're on your period." Or yeah. You're about to start.
That's not cute. Cody.
Kevin says, "Yeah, don't do that."
No. Yeah, Cody knows. I think he knows when I'm there. I always tell him, I'm like, "When the zits come a popping, don't come a knocking." Because when I start breaking out, that means the girl is coming and she is not happy.
And she's ferocious and fierce.
My mom is horrible on her period. Like, literally Satan. Like, I am not kidding you. I would stay at my girlfriend Katarina's house in high school. I knew my mom's cycle. Like, I love her. I know she's going to listen to this. "Mom, you're so sweet, but you are evil." She is, like, literally a demon woman.
My mom, what's so interesting about you saying that is my mom never had a period when I was growing up because she had a hysterectomy. So I never knew this was a thing until late.
Late in life.
Until it was too late.
Until it was too late, Cue JoJo, a little too late. But no, seriously, like, that's one of my biggest pet peeves is when guys try to call me out on my behavior because of something that they think they know that they have no idea.
Yeah.
And that's like calling a woman that's a little heavy set pregnant when you don't know if she's pregnant. Like, just don't ever say anything.
Exactly.
If you think what you're about to say could be challenging, don't say it.
Right.
Keep your mouth shut.
Right.
I was talking to my girlfriend earlier when we were at lunch. I want to take a little hit on this because I know my girls that are still dating out there that are like on Hinge and on Bumble.
Mm-hmm.
When I was single before I was dating Cody, there was this guy that would literally hit me up, and my best friend who I have on my Instagram all over my page, like, it's clearly obvious that her and I are best friends.
Yes.
Like, every other photo is her and I.
Exactly.
Do you know where this is going?
Yeah.
And I would like get excited. I'm like, "Oh my God, this is..." Rewind. So I'm like, I meet this guy, cool, awesome, excited, like, gonna go on a date with him. I'm like bragging to my best friend. My best friend's like, "Wait a second."
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My best friend's pretty freaking hot. So it's like always felt like very competitive, right? She whips out her phone. She's like, "This same guy has been messaging me."
Yeah.
And I'm just like, "What are you doing? It is so obvious that we are best friends." Do guys really think they're that untouchable?
I think they don't think.
How do you not think? Like, I just don't. I'm just.
This happened
brain.
In the Bachelor world too much. So by the time we got on Paradise.
Yeah.
We all of us girls were like, "This guy has slid into all of our DMs and this is what he is saying."
That's repulsive.
But it's like even in that's just like in TV land.
Yeah.
But in the real world, it's the same. And I hate when they think you're stupid enough.
That's what this is.
They think you're so dumb that either you won't put two and two together or that you just don't care.
Yeah.
It's really mind-blowing to me, but I really don't understand that.
We used to call this, and we've called him out on multiple occasions. I have point-blank texted him, like, "I know you're texting my friend. I know you're DMing her. Do you not know?" Like, I've called him out. He still does it. I mean, not now, because, like, obviously I'm in a relationship. I hope he would know better. But, like, for a good minute, he was still doing it.
It's the conqueror. They like to conquer.
That's
one of my exes that cheated on me all the time. I always said he likes to conquer. He likes to think he can conquer that girl or that person or get that one or that one or whatever. It didn't even really mean anything to him except, like, he was conquering everybody. It's like some weird Neanderthal kind of thing.
It's a weird thing.
It's so strange. But I will say that one other thing, speaking of like dating on Hinge and stuff, one of my girlfriends keeps getting involved with guys on these dating apps that have girlfriends.
Okay.
And this I'm dying for her to let me post them on my Instagram.
Okay.
And say, he's cheating on you.
This is a topic that I run into all the time because I hope to God somebody would do this for me.
Somebody tell me.
No one. And it's like, this is girl code.
Like, I know.
How are you a female? Could you imagine somebody like, it's literally like, don't do unto others as you would not done unto you.
Yeah.
How do you know? I will let you know right now. And I do this often. I have guys slide in my DMs. I go to their page. I will message their freaking girlfriend and I will send my screenshots and be like, heads up.
Yeah.
And if no one would do that for me, it makes me sick to my stomach. Cringe on women.
Yeah.
And how are you not going to have our backs? And that leads to, like, and it's always the guys that are liking all these inappropriate photos on Instagram while they have girlfriends. First of all, why are you looking at my bikini pic anyways? Why are you liking it? Before every guy likes a photo, he should sit there and think, A, would my girlfriend like this? Probably not.
Yeah.
What would my mother say if she knew I was liking these photos? This is why boys hid Playboys under their beds, because you didn't want your mom to find out. Yeah. Why in the hell are you going to publicly do it on Instagram?
I know. It's so strange to me.
Or why would you publicly go on a dating website?
I dated one guy that told me, he's like, I can like these pictures of girls because it means nothing to me.
But it means to me.
Exactly. It means to me. And I hate thinking that this girl is walking around thinking she could have you.
Yeah. Well, it's also, I always tell people, it's like when people aren't rooting for you. Like, say you're in a relationship and, right, like, this is why you just shouldn't be with your boyfriend.
Yeah.
But people already aren't rooting for you. You have haters. Your boyfriend is going and liking other girls' photos. Guess what? You're not the only person that can see that. Immediately, 100%. Somebody's going to be like, oh, I bet they're having problems. 100%. Oh, my God. What do you think's going on with him and her? Oh, my God. And then that's when girls think they can be sneaky and slide in the DMs because they think there's a break in the love. And it's not true. It's not true, people. But yeah, makes me sick.
Spot on. Okay. Well, with that, Gabby, thank you for your first guest appearance. It won't be the last.
Yeah.
On Girls Night. Plug your Instagram one more time.
Okay. So it's just at Gabrielle_Gobert. My name's kind of long to spell, but I know I spelled it in the beginning, but it's just my full name, Gabrielle_Gobert. It's super easy. I think I'm the only one. So.
And if you haven't yet, follow us on Girls Night Hangout. We hang out over there. I'm going to post a few things of Gabby, her Instagram, some fashion tips. Maybe she'll do a little video for us the week that this comes out. And we miss Alexis. So next week, we will have her back.
Yay.
And I hope you have a fantastic girls' night.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires. Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.